to a particular partial differential equation quite simple, and its solution. So the main, maybe I put here in the corner what we need during this class, and today I will discuss quantization of Dirac field. The following properties of zone solution. So we have the case when, first of all, P0 is P positive. And this is the usual equation. And in this case, we can write partial solution in this four plain way. Four. And then in this case, UP satisfies the following equation. And the general solution for UP can be written in this form. Here, so those psi are actually two-dimensional spinors. P sigma I introduced last time, P sigma bar, and this is case of positive energy P. And there is another solution which correspond to the case minus. And in that case, we have psi x, d, e, and now I will use instead minus in exponent, I put plus, but I will consider actually now positive p, because already this minus is in changing, that replaces minus plus. So we have this stuff, and this dp satisfies a little bit different equation. And a little bit different form for solution. By the way, I follow quite closely in this discussion the text. So it's saying here. Okay, here we introduce to emphasize that it's different choice. So this guy psi is arbitrary, but this psi s equals this psi s. So we have two independent solutions for u and two independent solutions for v. Okay, so this is solutions we discussed last time. Now we consider quantization of Okay, so let's start to quantize this theory, this field theory, by using the approach we utilized for Klein-Gordon equation, right? So it's natural, right? So we have Lagrangian. Still everything classical. We are all just Lagrangian. And in this case, when we quantize, we should get canonical momentum or density of momentum, right? So let's calculate by sub. This guy, like in the case of Klein-Gordon, is given this universal form. Just you should take derivative with respect to, sorry, this is just to prime derivative of sub, right? Which plays a role kind of the most. So you easily can get answer just from the equation. It's quite unusual because you can see that momentum from psi coincide up to I with psi psi then, right? Okay. Still we follow usual prescription to get Hamiltonian. So we consider Hamiltonian density. And again, like in the case of minus F. Now it's easy. So calculate everything, so we write I psi dagger D 0 psi minus I psi dagger D 0 plus gamma 0 gamma. I just use this range. I gamma 0 and it gives me the following. I introduced this new metric, which is gamma 0 and gamma vector. Okay, so we got this Hamiltonian. And then we have Hamiltonian density, sorry. And now we have Hamiltonian. This is just this integral. And the result is or this is the equivalent if you dislike alpha. New matrices, of course, you could use different notation with psi bar, and then we will get By the way, okay. Now let's again follow exactly like we did in the case of line work. So we have this Hamiltonian, we have Lagrangian density, and we have, of course, equation, right, in coordinate space. So solution of Dirac equation, general. The general solution of PDE. Very simple mathematical problem. Very simple, I mean, for professional life, mathematician. the general solution for this. Because, you see, this is PDE with coefficients which are time and x independent. So in this case, solution is expressed in terms of plane wave or Fourier integral. Immediately, right. So we have psi t x what is important that we know this guy. You see already solution, this classical solution, partial solution for Dirac equation, this four. So we use it. And we use quite similar form for the solution like in the case of line order. S takes two values, one, two, say, in just direction of spin. And we have two solutions, right? U and V. So solution with positive energy, U, plus solution with negative, we will distinguish them. So A, B, and plane wave. Fourier exponent. Okay, and of course, E0 equals EB. Remember that I took into account this sign. Okay, so we have this. And then I have, of course, psi, easy to get, bar from this. So in classical theory, you would say this is general solution, psi t x, where A and B just arbitrary. This is classical theory, that's it. And you have those us, vs, I consider, by the way, sorry, there should be, let me check, but I believe there is something like the root of n, just normalization. No, it's okay. Right. No, it's in, right. This is correct. Sorry. It was in red frame then. So those two independent solutions as one, two, four, two. And now we write this answer for bar time. This is Gagarin, Hermitian conjugate, and now U-bar. It becomes plus. And on the other hand, B S B S now B S R and our exponent, which is from this one. Okay, so it's very similar to kind of generalization what we have in the case of complex Klein-Gordon. You remember we have two exponents A, but in the case of Klein-Gordon, we wrote B diagram. So actually, what we have two different particles in the case of complex Klein-Gordon. One was described by A, another by B, but we have A and B dagger. I put B. In principle, I put B, put B dagger. But you will see when I will quantize this theory like Klein-Gordon with commutators, actually, I should put this B in order to get right canonical commutation relation. We will see. So this is different. Let me say here somewhere. B bar B in complex. This is some interesting thing. It seems small difference. And it's just notation, it seems, but we will see that something is behind there. Now, because we have with you already momentum,
I have a question. Could we define the conjugate momentum with respect to sidebar?
Okay. It's. Simple. Naive question, but actually something is behind that. So very briefly, we do not have time to discuss it. The answer formally is no, because psi dagger is, as I said, momentum, right? So we can see, that's it. So this is so-called system with constraints, this Dirac equation, but I will not go so far. So, in principle, you could consider different formulation of Dirac theory when you consider both psi and psi dagger. But it's also correct to consider what I said. So it's special formulation, but this is system with constraint. This is some subtle disconnect. This is answer. Because we do not have time to discuss this in detail. Okay, so we have field momentum, so we can get immediately equal. This is already quantization, equal time. Okay, I write something like that. Psi x. Now, psi, I put b, y. So, b means that it's connected with field psi b, right? I consider time 0. And we know that it should be like that. This is general a kind of axiom of any field theory. It is you that we should consider commutative. So the strategy is to start from this canonical approach, and then to see that we will come, there is that end, we will come to a bad theory. And then eventually we will see that away from that dead end is to replace commutators by anti-commutators, which is quite famous, and in turn it's connected with the point that actually all fermions satisfy Pauli statistics. I'm sure that you have and know, apparently most of you, about that stuff. But at this moment I want to consider to try to do just standard theory with commutators. And this implies, because we know what this guy is, the following theory, that commutator psi A S psi dagger Y, because B, because we know that I B equal psi dagger. And this is this okay, this is, and then two zeros for two other commutators, but with zero size I, size D, Y, it's like in the case of complex triangle. That's it. Now, do you remember that after that in Klein-Gordon, we should derive from this equal time commutation relation to get actually commutation relation for A and B, right, in momentum space. This is exactly what we did.
I don't think there should be an I
there. Okay, just one moment. Right, you are absolutely right. I put I here and no I there. You are right, because phi is I psi that thing. Right, you are absolutely right. No I. Of course. Now, fine. Okay, again, we proceed exactly like I did in the case of Klein-Gordon. I consider it real, but for complex, certainly it will work for complex platform. So we just try time from my solutions. Remember, I have general solutions, right? So I could write something like in this form. I just want to be very close to what I used in the case of line work. Okay, this stuff, and then side. Okay. So this notation implies the following, that actually psi dagger minus p is permission conjugation of psi. But here should be p, right? So I just put p connected its correlation with sine here, plus plus. So you can see, because we know what is psi dagger, this is complex conjugation there, and we change sign here, we have this relation. Okay, and now because we know the our solution, we could write what is psi b. This is S from 1 to 2, and this is the whole combination. This is more now complicated story because we have this structure. Now, the important thing, maybe we will again consider a couple of times, orthogonality relation, I consider last class. For U and V. Okay, U. R dagger P U S P is in our normalization this P delta R. This is just energy. Now for V we have same actual story. And very important relations is this. This is relation between U and V orthogonal by non-standard. So you can see orthogonal between each other, P for U minus P for V. Okay, so using those relations, So using this equal time commutation relation, this Fourier integrals with psi p psi dagger minus p expressed through this stuff, using this orthogonality relation, you can get, and it will be questioned in assignment number 3, you will get next week, not this week, I decided. You should get something. You can get, okay, now I using, so this is, we get commutation relation for A and B. So this you should write in your form. It's quite straightforward. So, okay. Very similar to complex line border, and the rest commutator zero. So what I will write for A. This is zero. Now, by the way, note the following. So you can see that we got correct, like in Clyde Gordon theory, for B and A. But what is interesting that we put with you, in our general solution, not B dagger like in Klein border, but B. And then we got right answer for commutator between B and B dagger with plus here. If I started, this is only notation, right? So I could start to put, anyway, in classical theory, this is arbitrary, right? So I could put like in Klein border B dagger. But then I would get here not B, B dagger, but B dagger B. So different sign actually would be. So it seems I'm okay. I'm doing still reasonable. So due to different spin, I should put this B in order to identify B as annihilation operator, not creation operator. So it's okay. Nothing wrong with that. Okay. So maybe I will write. Or, okay. You, I believe, got this form, right? Maybe. But now let us look at our Hamiltonian in terms of zones A and B, right? So we have our Hamiltonian, I wrote. So we just should substitute our psi, psi bar, we wrote, we know commutation relation. So what we will get? It's again will be part of the assignment. I will write essential answer. Write H in terms of this operator A and B. Using, again, good idea, use those orthogonality relations. And I will write answer. We will get the following answer. D, B, 2, 5, Q, sum over C, S, and 2 terms. This is answer. Okay, one term, usual term, what we expect for A operators, but another contain minus with those B. Actually, it's not terribly surprised, because actually we started from that. Remember, this guy B is nothing else but another just term in my expansion, but with negative energy, right? V, so I got negative energy. That's it. I got negative energy because the solution is negative energy. But it's disaster. Disaster because what will happen in this case is that we do not have ground state. This is famous story. Point is that look at this stuff. Okay, if I want to create my state, introduce vector. It was because it's not real vacuum. Vacuum as like in Klein-Gödel. So this is, I will define this stuff like that. Both A and B annihilate what I call vector, like in Klein-Gödel equation. Then, if I take, say, states of this type, let us write, for example, y s bigger sound momentum electric n times vacuum. They have negative energy, right? Because this E is minus or F E and B negative, right? It's easy to check just because of this minus. We know that term with plus gives us solution with positive. And moreover, the more I take those B Dagger operators, it means create more particles with negative energy, the lower energy is in the states. And without limit. So when m goes to infinity, energy becomes less, less, and less. It means that no real ground state. You see, I cannot stop and say, this is state with lowest energy. No. There is no ground state or vacuum real. In this field. What we can do? And solution in point is that history was, it's interesting here because it's so important stuff, this theory. Dirac considered Dirac equation like usual quantum mechanical equation, so like relativistic generalization of Schrodinger. So he applied it to hydrogen atom and so on. So, and he already worried about this negative solution because actually his approach to get first order PD was to get rid of those negative energy. So he came to some idea. I don't want to describe, this is Dirac whole theory essentially, but we will come to that in the language of quantum field theory. Point is that a little bit later, people starting from the paper Heisenberg and Pauli, they started to develop quantum field theory. And they started from, actually, by the way, not the simplest theory, quantum electrodynamics. It's theory with even more complicated constraints, by the way, than we know this gauge theory, than Dirac theory. But then people consider, of course, next step after pure Maxwell theory without fermions. They consider just this free electrodynamics. People looked at Dirac theory as quantum field theory, and they found this problem. And the answer was found by two famous physicists. Even at that time, one of them was Paul Jordan and Eugene Wigner. Actually, Jordan played, I should say. So first paper was just by him. Replace So what it means that we have this equal time commutation relation we use right here. Now everywhere we should put anti-commutation sign. It was very bold step, but again, it was on some ground. I will finish and then I will discuss this later. Right. Okay, anti-commutator, I will write once explicitly. C. simple things. Instead, plus and minus commutator, we have plus. And we have this delta saying like before. And of course, we have this relation with zero. Okay, point is that at that time, Fermi statistics was known. It was known that electron, you cannot put electron in the state with particular quantum numbers. You could put only one electron. You cannot put two. This is Pauli principle, right? And you can see with commutator, it would be problem from this viewpoint, because you could put with the same state, with spin S and momentum P, many fermions here, right? So commutator also is bad from this viewpoint. It should not be, was a statistic. But this guy is good, actually, because, for example, from this, what we have from this guy? This is actually here. I will come a little bit later. You will see easily that everything will be fine just in a moment. So now from here we will get correct. Now these two new relations. Now we should write the same stuff but with anti-commutator. So we have same delta functions to find. And we have all this anti-commutator zero. I will not try this. B bar, sorry, dagger, A dagger, A dagger. For me. Okay, you immediately can see that now we have something like Pauli principle. Why? Because let's look, for example, at this relation. So we have this A R Daga P A S Dagger Q plus A change the order times A R Dagger P. And now let me take P and Q being equal. I can take it, right? So this will be two, say them equal. R dagger P, A, and equal QP, and R equal, say, and R equal X, right? I should take R, and this is equal zero. So then if I have vacuum, and we will see that in this theory with anti-commutators we have, then if I want to create two fermions, electrons, for example, in the same state, A dagger, sorry, A R dagger P square vacuum equals zero. Because this is nothing but square. You see, square of A dagger, same operator equals zero. Very unusual. Square of our operator equals zero. Then I cannot create in the same state. I could with different R and S. But if I put all numbers same, I cannot create such a state, like two fermions in the same state. So this is manifestation Pauli principle. For Fermi statistics. Okay, so we have now this stuff.
Excuse me.
Yes, sure. So
when did they offer this? When did this?
Jordan and Lee. When? When? I believe 1930. One should check. But we'll
okay.
Oh. So we can check after. During the lunch break in Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Just look at Wigner, for example, article. Jordan was a kind of little bit odd guy. He was great scientist with great contribution in gravity. He cooperated with Nazi during Second World War. He had quite a hard time. But on the other hand, certainly he was a great scientist. Actually, after that first paper in quantum mechanics by Heisenberg, second paper was written by three authors. This is Born, Max Born, very famous physicist, also Nobel Prize winner, Jordan and Heisenberg. So he really was at the very beginning of quantum mechanics. So he really had a contribution. Anyway, Wigner, certainly, you know, yeah.
And then
also Nobel Prize winner.
And this changed to the anti-commutator. Does it have any reason behind it? Or just like they said, okay, it's better that we make it like this.
First of all, it's a huge reason
yeah,
to get the right answer, right? but it's a good question. No, I'm joking. Point is that it's still a mystery. People, for example, Heisenberg, he had idea, and it still be correct, that real fundamental particles in nature only fermions, which satisfy this anti-commutation relation. The rest are composite of that. On the other hand, there is another approach quite now popular, and this accelerator LHC in Geneva will look for traces of this new theory and new symmetry, supersymmetry. This is connection between particles which satisfy this anti-commutation relation and usual fermions and bosons. Point is that in classical theory, you know, in classical theory, you remember that we consider this unit, h bar 1. Otherwise, I should put h here. Classical limit, h bar goes to 0. Then in classical limit, even this guy is 0. Everything is 0. All anti-commutators in classical theory. Those numbers which satisfy in algebra object which satisfy those anti-commutation relation with zero, nowhere one or something, called Grassmannian variable. Okay, so you can consider, but it's still a mystery. There is geometry connected with this Grassmannian variables, so-called supergravity, and so on. It's superstring theory actually include also this idea of geometry, that maybe besides usual dimension, classical dimension, we have those Grassmannian dimension and so on. And then the presence of fermions reflect the presence those funny dimension. But maybe they are funny only for us, human beings. And so on, so on. It's a lot, it's very deep stuff, but it's not in quantum field theory one. Okay, anyway, so we have this relation, which is good. There is another, this is maybe connected with this project. Let me just, again, I want to give Chris asked me, in relativistic theory, you could prove, it's not difficult, it was done by Pauli, that in non-relativistic it's impossible, but in relativistic you could prove that all particles with spin half should be quantized by using anti-commutator in order to get consistent good theory with Lorentz invariant. But all particles with integer spins, 0, 1, 2, 0, this is pions, as I said, 1, photon, WZ bosons, 2, graviton, they should satisfy Gauss's. Okay. It's not so difficult proof. So there is some deep relation, you know, but somehow we want more, you know, and but it's not accident. It's not accident. But of course, it was very unusual. It was not easy. This is why it was done by great people. You know, it was not easy to recognize this anti-commutator. Okay. Now, let's look at our Hamiltonian with this new stuff. So we were our Hamiltonian here. It's here. We take it because we got don't changing the order. We just correct what we have and let's relate. Now H is. I just write like it is. Because it's so important that I will write in detail, so it's not difficult. Yes. I just take this stuff, I got it. I do not use still any interchange between A and A dagger or B, B dagger. A, S dagger, B, A, S, B, minus. We are honest people, should still write minus. We dislike it. things, but actually Sulu will like it very much. P D S P Now let me rewrite in this way. I change the order between B S dagger and B X. I do not change A term. But now, because entry commutation relation, when I change order here, I will get plus. Plus. B. S. B. B. S. Dagger. B. And I will get infinite 0-point energy contribution. But with minus, because we have minus here. Okay, this guy volume. I already discussed this. Because PP equal, we have delta 3 at 0, and 2 pi cube delta 3 0 with actually H cube is nothing but volume. 2, because we have 2 states, 2 speed. It's like in Klein-Gordon theory, but with minus. In Klein-Gordon, we had plus. Okay, now later I will explain that it's something very similar what we have in condensed matter when we have Fermi C, we can say Fermi surface, and we have used free energy, and then we fill all states with negative free energy. But anyway, now just look here. This is minus. But still, it looks a little bit funny. You see, order here is different than here. Actually, then I could say, wow, I start a general solution, and I put B here in order to get correct commutation relation for BB block. But now I have anti-commutator. I actually could start from B dark. There is truth in what I said, but first, So this is stuff. So now let us introduce first new notation. Okay, so let me introduce B tilde R P, which is nothing else but B R dagger P, my old one. And B tilde R dagger P is B P R. So essentially it implies that now in my general solution, in my general solution, I put like in complex line Gordon V dagger, but I want to distinguish, so I use. Okay, then of course my Hamiltonian, I could rewrite now in this way. And it looks, in this way. E dagger, E
dagger.
Yeah, I believe it's correct, right? So I changed the order and here was dagger. But now BR dagger is just B tilde RP, right? So it's correct. And it looks like, okay. Now I write Vepu and I will write this for Tinder. Then it satisfies usual Tinder or tilde equal 0. Then we have exactly situation as in usual complex Klein-Gordon situation with Hamiltonian plus plus. The only difference we have this C number minus, but anyway, usually we ignore as a stuff. Without gravity, we don't care about that. So then all stays normal. Of this type, A, R, dagger, B, weapon, tilde, B, R, tilde, B, weapon, tilde. Then say two states, two particle states, I could put two operator. And so on, have energy higher than the vacuum or tilde. Right? So it's easy to see, just act. For example, H, B, tilde, R, B, B, on this state, which buzzer cut with B. Now, because of plus, this will give me, take everything with delta phi, this anti-commutation relation, and you will get answers that this is nothing else but this. Actually, I should say, let's even write this C number. Minus, still, of course, we have this C number. And I write. But now you see that H, this guy, has huge outside, right? I could put outside here. So you can see energy of the state is larger than energy of Fortinda. So everything fine is in this theory. So this is actually 0 point energy. Actually, in supersymmetric theories, this minus exactly cancel with plus from boson.
Right. So I could have done the same description instead of with H tilde, did that with A tilde, and I've gotten a negative Hamiltonian and basically eliminated any form of ground state. So is this a statement that the physical states are the B tildes and the A's?
Okay, I will, could you wait a little bit? I will come to better interpretation. So you want to say me that you could rename A operator.
So instead of renaming B, rename A, and then I could find the number operators, and then I'll have both the negative sign of the B's and both the negative sign of the A's.
Yeah, in principle, if you change this guy, this called A tilde, and this A tilde W, right? Mm-hmm. Then it will be bad theory. Because now, if you consider this vacuum, right, satisfy this, in this case, it will be A double, right? Because minus, you will get a problem with this step. So you could create, you could still create infinite number particle, but with different quantum numbers. Mm-hmm. And then it's still bad theory, right? So one should not do this.
So should we just interpret these as the physical states and any other thing?
Right. You will see exactly, we will come that exactly this state or tilde will be a real physical vacuum. And those particle connected with creation by A dagger and okay, correct. The six is important. Here, this is okay. Correct. B two, everything here. Vacuum, yeah. We will see is that, for example, in theory for electrons, operator A dagger create electron, but B tilde dagger create positron, particle with actually another charge. We will see the automatical we will get. And they have spin one half. Yeah. So they are physical, right? Okay. And that's it. So this is at this moment. Please. You mean this?
Yeah. But here we have two factors, but for Golden field, just one. How cancel?
Okay. Wait, is it what you talk now? You talk about? Yes, exactly. Okay. In supersymmetry, we have here four states, not two, because of spin. In complex Klein-Gordon, we have particle anti-particle, but we do not have spin. Here we have four, because we have particle with spin up and down and anti-particle. So twice larger. So in supersymmetry, supersymmetric theory, you should consider left-handed or right-handed fermions to get same number of degrees of freedom.
Okay.
Yes.
How would you find out from here that the positron has been negative?
We will come to that. We will hopefully derive this. I will derive, like I derive now, derive not really. You should, it's a game. Everything carefully you should derive, but it's not difficult. Crucial, this orthogonal, you should remember. Orthogonal permutation relation very important to derive all the stuff. Okay, without that, you cannot derive.
So the same I will do for operator of charge. And I automatically get plus for A and minus for B. You will satisfy. Okay, there is no problem. But it's automatic. Okay? Okay, guys. So we have this. Now, how we can understand better this stuff? So consider the following two more. Just we have only one B and one BW. And we have anti-commutator B, B, dagger equal B, B, dagger plus B, dagger B equal 1. And the rest dies. Equals 0. By the way, from that, we have B squared equals 0 and square of dagger equals 0. Just from that. And introduce Hamiltonian like 1 power 10. B, say B, and B dagger B with that sign, like we had before. This model has only two states. Okay, so I will introduce my definition is zero. And then energy EB of this vacuum, of course, equals zero, right? Because when I add so this is equal zero, right? And then I have another state, one. I also will call it zero tilde. And this guy is nothing else but B bar back. There are no other states. Why? Because you see, we have this stuff. And it implies that any number n, because I could always rewrite d square b n minus 2 equals 0 when n 2 or 1. So I cannot write b n vacuum because this is 0. So this is Pauli principle. So I have two states.
states without B particles with energy zero, and energy B of this state one, because I have minus here, is minus EB, C is equal to one.
It's lower than actually energy.
So this state, which I call, as I said, Fortinga, this is real ground state. By definition, which is universal everywhere in all theories with Hamiltonian. Ground state, even classical theory or quantum, ground state of a theory is a state in which energy is state's lowest. Well, yes, is the real ground state. And the state we call vacuum is an excitation. With energy zero. But what matters, of course, difference between, so if I take new energy E, let me call so I have E of this guy is zero, and this guy in level state is minus E. With energy, one can say E, right? EB, right? I use EB. Right? Okay, now the interpretation. Of this guy, which is we know is ground state. Is a state filled by a fermion with negative energy. What is on the other hand what we call before vacuum? It describes a whole state. Or in which the particle with negative energy was removed or is removed. Is removed. Actually, we can even show this explicitly. So this state zero
can be obtained by using annihilation or destruction operator acting in this kingdom, because this is V bar by 2. Now use anti commutation relation, and this is this value. So what I noted, O tilde is B tilde acting on vacuum. But if I add this guy zero, I want to prove. Maybe I should put question whether I can describe a state in which electron with negative energy, which is here, because this guy is B dagger acting on vacuum, is removed. I really act by B. B annihilate B dagger, because you change the order, then B annihilate vacuum, and you have one on the right in anti commutator. Use this. Then you will get this done. Okay, this is exactly actually what we have in condensed matter physics. In condensed matter, we are given some density of electrons, which is equivalent by introducing chemical potential. Then what we measure is not energy, but what is called free energy, which is energy minus chemical potential. Chemical potential connected with what is called Fermi momentum. So all states for each free energy is negative are filled in real ground state. This is real ground state because you put so all electrons are there at zero temperature, I am considering. But now if I take one of them, I will get hole and I will get excitation. And it's called hole in condensed matter physics, theory of electrons and holes. And sometimes we even consider hole type conductivity or electron type conductivity. So we have both. For example, high temperature superconductors, usually superconductivity, correct me if I'm wrong, at least in many of the answers. This is whole time.
Yeah, it's okay.
So we have in this model very simple illustration of that stuff. Actually, now I will return back to my theory, Dirac theory, and we will see that it's of course much more complicated, but picture is quite similar. Here I only add that now I could add, as in my theory, as before, in this model, let me finish just one line. As before, I could introduce B tilde, which is nothing but B dagger, and B tilde dagger, which is nothing but B. Then B tilde annihilate correct vacuum. Zero, and Hamiltonian, which I wrote here, where I wrote Hamiltonian, here. I write MH equal minus EB, B dagger B, change the order, it's equal EB, B, B dagger minus EB. It's exactly what we okay. Or this equal E D B tilde dagger D tilde minus E. Okay. So you can see now same story like in our theory. So real now, by the way, in condensed matter, you also instead when we feel this real ground state, we should feel by states with negative energy, but all of them also charge. So this guy has huge charge, right? Like in condensed matter. What happens in condensed matter? We have huge charge. We have ions, right? In reality, in condensed matter, we have crystal, which is neutral. So we have electrons, but we have ions, and they compensate. In effective theory, we kind of ignore ions, right? We could consider effective theory for electrons. Is it called adiabatic approximation, Born-Oppenheimer, when, yeah. It's, anyway, ions are kind of screen, essentially an effective description of dynamics of this charge Fermi electrons in ground state. In the case of our theories for particles, we don't know what screen. It's still mystery. Do we have something very, very heavy there? But then gravity should feel, right? Of course, we have dark matter. But something like that. Anyway, it's still a kind of mystery. You see this point. But of course, in simplest case, we ignore those infinities. It's called renormalization. Like in effective theories of condensed matter models, we ignore ions in a sense. We just say, ah, they are there, we know it's okay. But we can consider just in. And it works. It's good, very good approximation. Okay, now questions here, and I believe I will stop and I finish, of course, with this stuff after. So this is picture. I will return back, of course, to our model. It's very similar to what I wrote here, but of course we have many B with different spin and different momentum. And actually now in ground state, we should it feel by all those electrons with negative energy. And there are infinite numbers, even time, because momentum would be different. But it's very similar to what we have in condensed matter with Fermi sample. Actually in graphene, we have exactly this ineffective theory, very similar. No questions here? Yeah, please. Bro.
I have a question. I think there's something wrong with VSP. I think it should be VSP minus P. So just that platform.
Go here? Yeah. Okay.
Just the Psi P?
Here?
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I think there should be VS minus P.
Here is plus D minus P, but this guy with just plus P. Okay, I believe it's correct. We could discuss. Maybe you come to the blackboard just after.
Yeah. I mean, this approximation is correct if we have a big blackboard, I mean, the heavy medium, but if there is thin or if it is just the number of me. Not infinite, just really finite, but it's countable number, for example, in nanometers or like that. And you still use this stuffer.
Yeah, okay. First of all, of course, sometimes you have dots, some system where you should be careful, of course, with effects, you will get some fluctuations connected with finite. But in many systems, still it's good zero approximation. when you still consider, but of course sometimes you have, when you have small number of particles, then certainly it's just more complicated. It's kind of quantum mechanical becomes many body problem. Sometimes you should take into account this. But like zero approximation, in nano you use in many cases also quantum field theory. It still works.
Is this anti-commutator that we get to fix the connector in some way to really start it? I mean, we find the electricity and start it with an
anti-commutator. As I said, Pauli proved it's true that it's connected. He proved that when you consider representation of the Lorentz group for spin 1/2, which is different than for integer spin, then it's inevitable that you should consider anti-commutator. Something like that. Essentially, what he proves that in this case, otherwise, your energy has pair with minus always. And then you are in trouble if you consider commutator. This is if translating very, very simple language.
But can we just interpret this negative energy as the particle going to opposite direction? So I think, suppose
what is the opposite direction?
Well, I mean,
why particle went? You won't apparently say not in opposite direction, but in opposite time direction. Maybe.
Probably, yeah.
In opposite direction, why direction to London, Ontario from here is worse than from London, Ontario to Waterloo? No. Of course, space direction has nothing to do with that. But time direction, you could interpret, this is in the language of path integral, you could interpret. Sometimes the positron is particle, electron going in the opposite direction. You can do that, right? Yeah, it's just another interpretation, this moment. Yeah. Okay, so we can check with you this. Stop. Okay, the main point, this is here. Okay, right here.